Section 2, Counsels Often Repeated.
The Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion upon his people and on his dwelling place. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15.
Chapter 1, Warnings and Counsels Given to the Battle Creek Church.
Written at Granville, New South Wales, July 20, 1894. The articles included in this chapter are taken from testimonies first published in leaflet form and distributed to the members of the Battle Creek Church in 1894, 1895, and 1898. I wish to remind my brethren of the cautions and warnings that have been given me in reference to constantly investing means in Battle Creek in order to make a little more room or to make things more convenient. New fields are to be entered. The truth is to be proclaimed as a witness to all nations. The work is hindered so that the banner of truth cannot be uplifted as it should be in these new fields. While our brethren in America feel at liberty to invest means in buildings which time will reveal that they would do just as well and even better without, thousands of dollars are thus absorbed that the Lord called for to be used in regions beyond. I have presented the warnings and the caution as the word of the Lord, but my heart has been made sad to see that, notwithstanding all these, means has been swallowed up to satisfy these supposed wants. Building has been added to building, so the money could not be used in places where they have no conveniences, no building for the public worship of God, or to give character to the work, no place where the banner of truth could be uplifted. These things I have set before you, and yet you have gone on just the same, absorbing means, God's means, in one locality, when the Lord has spoken that too much was already invested in one place, which meant that there was nothing in other places, where there should be buildings and facilities to make even a beginning. What call had you to invest thousands of dollars in additional school buildings? You supposed that this outlay was needed, but did not entreaties come to you not to invest money thus?